share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Individuals who create, publish, or disseminate fake news regarding COVID-19 or the emergency proclamation can face a fine of up to ₩100,000 or a jail term not exceeding 3 years, or both, upon conviction. According to the new Emergency Essential Powers No. 2 Ordinance 2021 through a Federal Government Gazette, this ruling takes effect on the 12th of March. This law applies to any individuals involved in the dissemination of fake news, including those within the country and abroad, regardless of nationality, provided that the fake news affects Malaysia or a Malaysian citizen. For illustration purpose only, Bernama reported that fake news includes any news, information, data, and reports which is or are wholly or partly false relating to COVID-19 or the emergency, whether in the form of features, visuals or audio recordings or in any other form capable of suggesting words. The ordinance also states that in the case of a continuing offense, perpetrators could face a further fine not exceeding ₩1,000. For every day during which the offense continues after conviction. Removal of offending post and apology. The ordinance states that the courts have the power to order the removal of a publication if it is deemed as fake news. Perpetrators can also be ordered to issue an apology, and failure to do so may result in an additional fine of up to ₩50,000. A jail term not exceeding 1 year, or both. Individuals in control or in possession of material deemed to be fake news have 24 hours to remove the offending publication from the time given by the police or authorized officer. Those who fail to do so will face a fine not exceeding ₩100,000, and in the case of a continuing offense, to a further fine not exceeding ₩3,000 for every day during which the offense continues after conviction, it said. For illustration purpose only. Authorized officers to be given access to computerized data. Additionally, the police or authorized officers may arrest any person believed to have committed, or is attempting to commit, an offense under this ordinance. The office shall have all the powers in relation to enforcement, investigation, and inspection, it says. The officer conducting a search shall be given access to computerized data, whether stored in a computer or otherwise, include being provided with the necessary passwords, encryption code, decryption code, software or hardware, and any other means required to enable comprehension of the computerized data. Any person who fails to comply with the request by the police or authorized officer commits an offense and shall, on conviction, be liable to a fine not exceeding ₩100,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 1 year, or both. Also read, machines can be fined up to ₩20,000 for not providing IC during police inspection. Source, FreePic. Source, Bitcoinist. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.